Thank you very much, Paula. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming along this morning for this important event, an important event in terms of the life of the McGowan government and an important initiative that we were very keen to see implemented. Can I, first of all, just join Paula and all of you in acknowledging the traditional owners on the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk people of the proud Noongar Nation. Sean always does a fantastic welcome to country, doesn't he? Very warm, very spiritual. And I promise you my speech won't be anywhere near as long as his. Can I also thank CEDA for the opportunity to be with you all today and pulling this event together, sponsored by NOUS Group. It is really important that we have the opportunity to continue this important conversation in health, a conversation which you all understand will continue into the future. And in doing so, can I acknowledge all our partners and stakeholders who have taken the time to be with us today. We really appreciate your contribution. Can I also take the opportunity just to acknowledge my parliamentary colleagues, the Honourable Alana Clossie, my parliamentary secretary, and two people who are very important to me for very different reasons, the member for Mirrabooka, Janine Freeman, the chair of the Legislative Assembly Education and Health Standing Committee, and of course, Sean Lestrange, member for Churchlands, the shadow minister for health and mental health. Dr. David Russell Weiss, the Director General of Health, and of course, Tim Marnie, the Mental Health Commission. The various health service boards, chairs, executive and staff, leaders of our health system, I want to acknowledge you all. And it is my pleasure to be with you this morning to release the final report of the Sustainable Health Review. The review lays the foundation for the delivery of health services in Western Australia for the next decade. And you'll see we've distributed the main takeouts or summary sheets of that on your table right now. And I'm excited at the opportunities for innovation, integration and cultural change that will continue putting patients first. The final report fulfils an important election commitment, and I am proud to announce that the McGowan Labor government has endorsed each of the final report's 8 enduring strategies and 30 recommendations. The Sustainable Health Review was a significant undertaking. I would particularly like to thank the review panel, led by the amazing Robin Crack AO, the many clinicians, consumers, staff and stakeholders who contributed, and the support team at the Department of Health, led by Ryan Segarra. The commitment to engagement and consultation throughout the process has been exceptional, and I thank you all for making your contribution to the report's findings. The final report stands as a testament to the many of you who took part. Health services, the cost, how and where they are delivered, is an issue troubling governments across the world. We are not alone in the challenges that we face. Financial discipline is one pillar of sustainability. Restraining runaway growth in the health budget from an average of 9% over the last decade to 2.5% in each of the last 2 years demonstrates a readiness by this government and by the department to challenge the status quo. But we also need to be serious about how we work together to transform and rebalance our health system. Doing the same but better will ultimately not lead to sustainability. Collaboration was a central theme of this review. Collaboration will be crucial to meeting our aspirations. We should all strive to a deeper level of cooperation and consensus to meet long-term goals. The enduring strategies of the final report are designed to drive a cultural shift towards focus and investment in prevention and community care-based care. However, we will also not forget the bricks and mortar of the health estate, which still need to be looked after. We must address capacity at key pressure points, and these in particular have been identified in the areas of the Peel-Murray, Armidale and Bunbury regions. And we need to continue the transformational reform of mental health services, for services to be consumer-focused, with care in the community setting where possible and appropriate. So I'd like to focus on just a few of the enduring strategies and recommendations. Firstly, in relation to King Edward Memorial Hospital, I'm very pleased to announce the McGowan government will commit to the relocation of the King Edward Memorial Hospital to the QE2 campus. $3.3 million has been allocated in the upcoming state budget to start the crucial first steps in planning for what is a long overdue redevelopment. This is an exciting and significant announcement that underpins the future for tertiary maternity services in our state. I understand that the staff at King Eddie's are working in suboptimal conditions. We will work hard within our difficult financial constraints to progress this project as quickly as possible. And new technologies are showing us ways of connecting with each other than we never ever thought possible. The health sector is uniquely placed to take advantage of the technical revolution with new ways of tracking, monitoring, and delivering high quality and safe care. Consumers want to engage with technology to help them navigate the complexity of the health system, as well as to better manage their own care. The final report supports the positioning of our system to capitalise on the best technology that technology has to offer. As a key project, health services will move progressively towards providing telehealth consultations to 65% of outpatient services to country patients by 2022. And at a time when many sectors are facing an uncertain future, health research and innovation provide endless promise. The McGowan government supports a culture of research and innovation in health service delivery, and we want our researchers and clinicians to be part of the discoveries and the breakthroughs that lay ahead. Patients should benefit from the opportunities a culture and research and innovation can bring. We'd like to ignite the passion of our clinicians and realise the economic benefits of commercialisation. We have set ourselves an ambitious agenda to support research and innovation with our policies to introduce the Future Health Research and Innovation Fund, about which we will talk more in the future. We must and will substantially increase our investment in this area to do more to encourage breakthroughs and reduce roadblocks, providing better health outcomes for our community. And people in WA are living longer, healthier, and more injury-free lives. Declining tobacco use and effective health promotion campaigns have helped shape behaviours and environments. This has improved the health of Western Australians, but we can always do better. I want every Western Australian to have the opportunity to live the very best lives. That starts with health and wellness. This is why the McGowan government will commit to the ambitious target of increasing spending on prevention and promotion from 1.6% today of the total health budget to 5% by 2029. In today's numbers, that means an increase of around $140 million to over $440 million per year on prevention and health promotion. Thank you very much. And we plan to be successful in our endeavours to implement the Sustainable Health Review. I will appoint an independent panel to oversee the implementation. And there will also be a support unit within the Department of Health working with our health leadership and the Minister for Health to ensure that we continue to implement the important changes that we think need to take place. And I'm very happy to announce today that Professor Hugo Massey-Taylor has accepted my offer to lead the independent oversight panel. Professor Massey-Taylor is a highly respected clinician and administrator who co-authored the 2017 Review on Safety and Quality in the WA Health System. The other panel members will be confirmed in the near future. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all responsible for transformational change, and it won't be achieved overnight. It requires partnership and collaboration across the health landscape, many things about which we have not been famous for. Many vital partners are in this room this morning: population health, primary health, mental health, alcohol and other drugs, aged care, private hospital operators, health insurers, social services, community providers, universities, all levels of government. The issues that challenge us all do not respect sector, they do not respect service or jurisdictional boundaries. we are all responsible for sustainability. We are very pleased to announce the upcoming state budget will commit $26.4 million to begin the implementation of the Sustainable Health Review, along with $3.3 million allocated to the plan to move King Edward Memorial Hospital. We are also funding the Home First model of care, supporting people who do not require acute hospital bed to return home for assessment by the right type of clinician. A one-stop shop for children, young people and their families to access child health and mental health services, as well as other government services. A 20-bed medical respite centre to provide clinical support and care to homeless people who may otherwise be admitted to hospital, and a mental health safe cafe, where people with non-acute mental health can seek help in a safe, non-judgmental environment, negating the need to attend the emergency department. Before I conclude today, I'd like to acknowledge the contribution of the Mental Health Commissioner, Tim Marnie, who is standing down after 5 years in the role. Tim has been instrumental in significantly improving the way we deliver mental health services across the state, and I want to take the opportunity to thank him for his substantial contribution. Tim will leave big shoes, and I will be very fortunate if the next commissioner has Tim's insights and, above all, his courage. Thank you, Tim, and I wish you all the very happiness and success in your new role. At times, the change journey can be challenging and difficult. But for the sake of a substantial health system, sustainable health system, failure isn't an option, and neither is maintaining the status quo. I'm confident we will deliver because I have great faith in the incredible people that work across our health system with our partners and our stakeholders and the patients that we all care for. It is these partners that together will shape the future. Please join me in embracing this blueprint for change. And ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the Sustainable Health Review panel leader. Please give a warm welcome to Robin Cruck, AO. Thank you.